This podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is important to note that the information shared is not intended to diagnose or cure any conditions, and it does not offer advice or treatments for emotional or mental illnesses. The content presented reflects the personal opinions and tools for healthy living based on the author's own 25-year journey of living in the aftermath of childhood and early adulthood trauma, leading to personal healing and wholeness. The content creator does not provide professional advice. The purpose of this podcast is to share the author's recovery experiences and offer hope to others who may be suffering from the effects of past traumas, as the narrator once did. The tools and perspectives shared are based on personal experiences and should be considered as such. Please exercise your own judgment and discretion when applying any information or techniques discussed. Take what resonates with you and leave the rest behind, as everyone's journey is unique. Please note that it's always a good idea to consult with qualified professionals for specific advice or assistance related to emotional or mental health concerns.
The content created in my videos and podcasts are a synthesis of my natural voice along with AI to keep things incognito.
The subject of this episode is when your house is on fire.
It's me, the G.
Incognito.
Welcome to another episode of My Sanity Box with a G, and this is episode 3 in the series, Things I Wish I Knew When I Was Crazy, where we're going to dive into the topic, when your house is on fire, those moments when everything in your life feels like it's on fire and you're just trying to survive it. But fear not, because today we're going to talk about solutions to life's problems can be the extinguisher that puts out the flames. Now let's dive in. I want to start by talking about the two main fire starters. Life fires can be started by unforeseen events or toxic environments. Unforeseen events are like sudden sparks that ignite the fires in our lives, such as a job loss, a breakup, a health scare. These events can leave us feeling lost and overwhelmed, scrambling to find a way out of the flames. Events are mostly unexpected, but not always. At times, through our own unhealthy choices, we ourselves bring about the unforeseen events that burn us. Some examples are an uncontrolled behavior like anger, which results in violence we didn't expect to happen. Overspending, like shopping or gambling addiction, which results in being a broke ass, which lights even more fires. Or overindulgence in a substance like food, which results in getting fat or even obese. Or choosing to use an anesthetizing substance, which can result in a driving under the influence conviction, or even worse. Those are just a few examples of life events that we might choose, which can result in lighting the matches that start our own life fires. It's funny how we tend to wear these unhealthy behaviors like a Nomex fire suit when our lives are blazing, thinking they'll help us cope until we find our way out of the flames. But in reality, they just end up adding fuel to the fires instead of extinguishing them. No judgment, I did it too because I didn't know any better. I wish I knew when I was crazy that sometimes the behaviors I chose to engage in were igniting and fueling the fires in my life, and not helping the situation but only making things a lot worse. Today, on the other side of crazy, I've learned to make healthier choices by slowing down and to think it through before I choose. One way I do this is to ask myself if I am willing to live with the consequences of my choice before I make it. Do I always make the healthier choice? No, but at least if there are consequences, I can own my choice, take responsibility for the outcome, and stop blaming others for my life fires. The truth is, if I want to stop engaging in events that cause my life fires, I have to own them first before I can disown them. An example is telling myself, okay, I overate again, I own it, I will do better next time. When next time comes up and I'm tempted to engage in the unhealthy behavior or event, I can choose to say no to it after reminding myself how horrible I felt the last time I did it. I wish I knew when I was crazy that I don't have to attend every party I'm invited to. You feel me? I can say no to things and not apologize or feel guilty about it. Hey folks, time for a quick break to tell you about some cool stuff I offer on my website. Have you checked out my new ebook, The Steps I Took to Crush My Crazy Before It Crushed Me? It's filled with unconventional strategies, all of the wisdom, and a whole lot of fun. I know you're gonna love it. You can check it out on my website, mysanitybox.com. Also, my empathetic listening service is still currently available. So if you're going through some mess and need an empathetic ear, I'm here for you. Go to mysanitybox.com for more details. Now, let's step back into this episode. Now let's talk about the other thing that causes life fires, and that's toxic environments. Toxic environments are like burning embers that smolder beneath the surface, gradually engulfing us in their negativity and toxicity. Whether it's a toxic workplace, a toxic relationship, or toxic habits, these environments can slowly burn away our well-being until we're consumed by the fire. And toxic environments are always chosen. Always. Unless you are paralyzed or incarcerated, physically unable to move, environments are, yes, always chosen. Now, we may declare that we are unable to leave the environment, and we can come up with 1,000 excuses or justifications why we believe we can't, but those are lies in our own mind. There's always a divorce, another job or career field, another place to live, or even breaking a contract if we need to do that in order to get out of the fire. I'm not recommending those things. I'm merely stating a fact that unless someone has a weapon on your head or against your neck, there is always a way out of the environment. Always. So that being said, environments are 99.999% of the time chosen. I wish I knew when I was crazy that I was lying to myself about staying in my toxic environments. I always stayed in the environment way too long, which only hurt me, and at the root of my delusion was fear of change. Are you getting this? I tolerated abuse, disrespect, and bullying, as well as controllers, haters, and other fools for way too long. Back when I was crazy, I believed that if I just loved people more, gave more, became more like the toxic person's ideal, invested more, convinced more, explained more, pled my case, spent more energy, or worked harder, the environment, situation, or person would change. But it never did. In fact, those people who I was jumping through hoops trying to placate or change are still the same people engaging in the same behaviors decades later. The only difference is that I no longer have anything to do with them. I have seen people on their deathbeds acting just as foolish or evil as they were their entire lives. If facing death won't make them change, what makes me believe that I can make anyone else see the light and change? Oh, silly me. Now I want to talk about another toxic environment I put myself into and stayed in for decades that was keeping the flames going. And that environment was when I was trying to figure out on a daily why I was crazy and who or what caused me to get sick. I was mad that I was always depressed and or anxious. I was angry that I was always having to shut down my emotions because the fallout from my past traumas was just too much to deal with 24/7, 365. And I wish I knew when I was crazy that it doesn't matter who set my house on fire, whether it was my addicted father, codependent mother, bullying brother, narcissistic sister, perverted grandfather, gaslighting school teacher, or controlling boss. It doesn't matter, doesn't matter, doesn't matter. Was I going to sit around for the rest of my life pondering who or what started the fire, pointing the finger and playing the blame game, or trying to convince or fix the fire starter that they are or were doing something that's burning me? No, because the truth of the matter is they do not care. Toxic people are pyromaniacs and they love setting fires. So stop wasting your time with that foolishness of trying to figure everything out and or convincing the flamethrowers that they are doing something hurtful. Stop, because every time you go there, you are only burning yourself over and over again. Your job is to get out of the fire and start tending to your wounds and healing your burns. So, we talked about the life fires. Now let's talk about how to heal the wounds after going through them. The following is what I did. You guys know, I don't give advice. I only share my opinion and what worked for me to take me from crazy to healthy. So, how did I put out the fires in my life and find my way back to a place of sanity? Well, it all started with finding solutions. I've learned that if I stay in the problem increases, and when I get in the solution increases. This is a given. I had to step back from the chaos and ask myself, what can I do right now to make things better? And then I came up with the solutions and started implementing those solutions in my life. Knowing we need to do something and actually doing it are two different things, and doing some of the necessary things to heal the wounds is very hard. I had to eradicate everything and everyone harmful and hurtful from my life. In many cases, I said many cases, I had to go no contact with other unhealthy people. Some of those people were my own blood relatives and even my own adult offspring. It was not easy, but it was necessary if I was going to change my life and find peace and joy before I leave the planet. Now, my loved ones are not bad people, they are sick people, and I have learned that sick people make you sick, and we all know that anything or anyone toxic will eventually kill you. Toxic people kill your spirit, your dreams, your joy, and they steal your peace. Blood relative or not, offspring or not, if you're toxic, you gotta go. It doesn't mean I don't love you. It's called self-preservation. It means I love me and I can't be good for me, you, or anyone else if I am allowing your toxicity to destroy my life. I like the words of Jesus when he said, love your neighbor as yourself. That means I have to have a measure of self-love before I can love anyone else. And loving myself means when I love myself, everything that is hurting me and making me crazy must go, be it a substance, person, behavior, or situation. I wish I knew when I was crazy that amazing things happen when you dump the trash. Yes, I said it, that amazing things happen when you dump the trash. But even after that, there's more work to be done. While eradicating the toxic, I had to fill the void it left by reaching out for help through an empathetic listener, a professional talk therapist, and a support group. Well, actually, more than one support group, because I had a lot of issues going on. I had to listen to, learn from, and follow the example of those who had gone before me and recovered from their wounds. Learning from someone else who's been through life fires was the fuel that ignited my passion to get healthy and recover. Doing these things not only helped restore my sanity, but these behaviors gave me a newfound healing and restored my hope that there is a divine being and other people out there who care about me and my wounds. I also had to learn patience. My wounds didn't come about overnight. After all, I had been living in those life fires for a long time. So my healing wasn't going to happen overnight either. I had to learn to rest and recharge. Like every other sickness or injury, relaxing and resting are vital to healing. In summary, I wish I knew when I was crazy that life can be so beautiful once I get the hell out of the fires, whether events or environments, and that there is healing for the burns when I stay in the solution, one day and one lesson at a time. I hope you enjoyed these outside-the-box sanity restoration tools of wisdom to carry with you on your journey. G says, real winners always help others who need some sanity too, so please be sure to share this message. Thanks for listening, and always remember, sanity is beautiful, but crazy is a headache.